Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Those who run life's race know that the track is smoother when things are right with mom and dad. Good relationships mean happiness. Bad ones bring sorrow. Today, more teaching on God's command designed to ensure stable homes and well-adjusted families. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. On today's broadcast, Pastor Lutzer continues a series on the Ten Commandments as he brings part two of his message, Honor Your Father and Your Mother. We need to obey them in action as well as attitude, knowing that disobedience brings consequences.
But the Bible simply says, children, obey your parents. Why? That it may be well with you. And some of you here today can testify that it isn't well with you, and the reason may be because of rebellion against your parents. Second, we can obey not only in our actions, we can obey in our attitude. You know, all of us know the story of the little boy who was asked by his parents to sit down, and then he said later, I'm sitting down, but in my heart I'm standing up. There is such a thing as obedience just because mom and dad are bigger than I am, the boy says. Like a father who really whipped his child and said, remember, I am doing this in love. And the little boy says, I wish I were big enough to return the favor. And so there are children who say, I am obeying my parents, but just wait till I become old enough to do my own thing. How do you have the right attitude? First of all, an attitude of thanksgiving. Gratitude. Your parents do a whole lot more for you than you can possibly remember or appreciate until you have your own. And then you find out how much they do for you. Somewhere I read that it takes $250,000 to raise a child today from point zero to past college. I don't know if that's right or not, but I do know this, that it takes a tremendous amount of work and effort to rear children, and appreciation is so important. And those of us who are older and now know that, we have the responsibility of thanking our parents and giving gratitude to them, as I did last night when I called my mother in preparation for Mother's Day. So what we should be responsible for doing is to have hearts that are filled with gratitude. But you know that another thing, young people, and I say this particularly to those of you who are still in your homes, and in that sense directly under your parents' authority, not only an attitude of gratitude, but honesty. If there's anything that your parents appreciate, it is the knowledge that when you speak truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So many times what happens is young people develop lives that they're parents don't even know about. So they say to mom and dad, I'm going to John's place tonight, and they may even speak the truth, but John's place is just a stopping off point to go to somewhere else. And there are young people who live such schizophrenic double lives where they are developing a whole secret network of relationships and sins independently of their parents' knowledge. And what a tragedy that is. As I was thinking about that this past week, I was reminded of this true story that has happened more than once back on the farm. You know what farmers used to do is they would take a hen that was setting on eggs and they would put duck eggs under her, and she didn't know the difference. She had not done any research into the nature of eggs, I guess, and she thought that they looked like chicken eggs. So she hatched little ducks, ducklings. And mother hen would go around and she would find them food, and she thought that she was taking care of her own kids, mind you. And then one day as they would come to what is called a dugout, a little pond of water, and I saw this with my own two eyes, it was something to behold. Suddenly those little ducklets would, ducklings I guess, I hope they don't criticize the way I'm talking about them, they would suddenly hop into the water and swim. And mother hen would be absolutely incredulous. She'd be having an identity crisis there on the shore. She'd be running around and she'd be clucking and making all sorts of sounds and trying to figure out, these are the kids I bore and look at what they're doing. You know, I've often thought of that story because there are many parents that are like that. They are rearing these children and they think that they're training some chickens, and suddenly they find out they've been rearing ducks. Suddenly they find out that this child whom they thought they knew and understood is very different from the truth of what they believed. There's a whole world out there that the child is getting involved in. And as soon as that child is old enough to say goodbye to mom and dad, and as soon as he comes to the point where dad is no longer physically stronger than he says goodbye and he does his own thing, and the parents can't understand it. And I plead with you parents today and young people, would you get together in your home so that you understand one another, so that you can deal with issues that arise with honesty and integrity and transparency, so that you know who you have in your home, and both of you are responsible for that. You know what the Bible says in the Old Testament? God says, "Whoso curseth father or mother, let him be put to death." It also says, "He that striketh mother or father, let him be put to death." God is saying, honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you. You say, but my parents are so strict. They are so harsh. They belong to the previous century. Listen, young people, God may know that you needed parents just like that to keep you out of evil. You know? He just might know what's best for you. And since we don't have any opportunity to choose our parents, God has placed us under their authority, and we ought to recognize that they are accountable to God, even if they mislead us, certainly, but that we are subject to them. Why? That it may be well with us, says the text of Scripture. Now, honor them with our actions, with our attitude, but also with the attention that we should give them. With the attention that we should give them. And here I speak particularly of those of us who are older children who have a responsibility for aged parents. In fact, I think that when God gave the Ten Commandments, He very probably had in mind the responsibility of young people taking care of their older parents as they approached old age. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, it says, "Honor the aged and revere God." That's interesting. Leviticus 19:32. God places those two together in the very same verse. He says the person with the gray head should be honored. Says that in a number of places in the Old Testament, and that passage in Leviticus says that. God says, respect them, honor them, and revere God. We're living in a society when old people are a drain on the economy. We're living at a time when they constantly are being set aside. They're being put into nursing homes, and sometimes that may be a necessity. I don't want to lay any guilt upon people for that in certain circumstances. One day I was in one of those homes, and I asked the woman that was in charge, I said, how many of these people have children that come here with some degree of regularity at least a few times a year and visit them? And I was just astounded at her answer. She said, about 30%. 30%. And I said, do you mean to tell me that there are 70% of these people that are in here, these aged people who have no relatives, no friends, no children that ever come to see them? And she said, yes. I mean, can you imagine what that must be like? A number of years ago, must be at least 10, I knew a woman who told me a remarkable story. She said that her children totally disowned her, totally. She'd not heard from them in years. They acted as if she did not exist. They would not respond to any letters. They would not give her any information. They would not allow her to see her grandchildren. She had two daughters. I even wrote a letter to those daughters hoping that somehow they could be reconciled to their mother. She said, the last time I saw them was when my husband died. They came to the funeral and they would not speak to me. They came only to the funeral home and left. Now, frankly, friends, I don't know what that mother did to bring this dishonor upon her. But I would simply say that I can't think of anything that any mother could possibly do that would cause her to deserve such rejection and such alienation. That's tragic. And the Bible says that we have a responsibility to those who are our parents to take care of them. And Jesus scathed the Pharisees because they found ways around that responsibility. Turn with me for just a moment to the 15th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 15. These Pharisees, they had it worked out in such a way that they could circumvent the commandment of God, and Jesus was angry with them as a result of it. It says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 3, Jesus is speaking, and he says to them, "Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death." That's Christ's interpretation of the Old Testament. You don't even have to curse them. Jesus said, "You speak evil of your father or your mother, let him be put to death." Parenthesis. God has not changed his mind about this. The fact that we do not put children to death is because we are under a different era when there are certain penalties that God does not ask us to implement, but that he takes care of these matters. But God's opinion of rebellious children has not changed. It says, "He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death." But now Jesus said in verse 5, "But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother," and now here is a translation of it, "anything of mine you might have been helped by has been given to God. He is not to dishonor his father or his mother." Then Jesus said, and I'll explain in a moment what he means, "You have invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition."
Well, my friend, you're certainly going to have to listen to Running to Win next time to hear the rest of this message. I know that oftentimes children do wander away from the faith because of bitterness toward their parents. It is so important for us to be willing to lay that down so that we can experience the blessing of God. And I might emphasize that kind of bitterness has to be laid down even if we are not asked to do so by the person who has hurt us. That's a longer story, but I want you to know I've written a book entitled Why Holiness Matters. I wrote it because I believe that many children walk away from the faith because they have never gotten a glimpse of the holiness of God. Therefore, they have gotten saved, so to speak, before they even knew that they were lost. There's nothing like understanding the holiness of God that leads us to deep and abiding repentance. For a gift of any amount, we're making this resource available for you, and I might emphasize that this is one of the last days that we are offering this book to you. Thank you in advance for helping us. Running to Win goes around the world. We are deeply appreciative for all that you do in being our partners in this journey all the way to the finish line.
You've heard Pastor Erwin Lutzer with part two of Honor Your Father and Your Mother, a look at another of the Ten Commandments. Next time, more on how Jesus viewed this crucial commandment. Eternity will reveal how faithful we were on earth. That's why Holiness Matters, the title of a book by Pastor Lutzer that describes the holiness of God as expressed in the Ten Commandments. This book will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support the ministry of Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.